What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
All right, guys, welcome to Always Hungry from iHeartRadio. My name is Bobby Flay, and I'm here with my daughter and co-host.
I'm Sophie Flay.
And on Always Hungry, Sophie and I gather around my stove to cook together.
Well, you cook, I ask the questions and eat the food.
If there's any food left, we come to the table together to share a meal, connect as a family, and tell the stories that matter to us.
Okay, what are we making here?
So, we're talking about the classic Roman pastas. There's four of them. We'll get to that in a second. We're going to make cacio e pepe. Do you know what that is?
A lot of butter.
No,
a lot of pasta.
It's actually zero butter.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, cacio means cheese, and pepe means pepper.
Oh.
So it's basically classic.
You don't put any butter in there?
No, people do it.
Oh, okay.
But it's not classic to do it.
Oh, that's what I do. That's why I said a lot
dish?
Of butter. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, you can put butter in it, but it's not the Roman way.
Got it.
But it's butter, so it's never a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, this dish is both easy and not easy. It's easy because it's literally a handful of, not even a handful of ingredients, a few ingredients. So I cooked off some bucatini, which is it's like a thicker spaghetti, but it has a hole in the middle of it. There's a hole running down the middle of the noodle, so it kind of absorbs the sauce. And then I saved the pasta water, which is really the key to cacio e pepe. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Okay.
But now I do.
Yeah. So the pasta water is a really important thing to save. A lot of times, almost in most of the pastas, because this is very hot. because you already have the starch from the pasta in the water, so it helps emulsify the sauce that you're cooking it in. So we're talking about pastas, the classic Roman pastas. And it's really interesting because, not every pasta in Italy is from the same place, of course, right? Every region has its own specialties, etc. As you know, Rome is an important place to me. I love Rome so much. And there's literally four pastas that Rome is known for. They call them the four Roman classics.
What are they?
Okay. So there's something called alla Gricia, which is probably the least well-known.
Yeah, what is that?
Pasta. So most of the... So first of all, let me just say this. All these pastas are incredibly simple. They have a lot in common. There are a couple of ingredients that are either controversial to the traditionalist, but sometimes the people who think they're being traditionalist don't really know.
Are there anchovies in this one?
No, there's no anchovies in any of these.
Huh.
No. The most common ingredient in this is guanciale. You know what guanciale is?
Pork?
Yes. It's cured pork jowl. The cheeks.
Is it like in kind of in like cubes almost?
Yeah, it is most of the time. But I mean, it comes as like a jowl, as like a piece, and then you cut it up. But guanciale is a cured pork product. It's the pork jowl. It's very strong in flavor. It's definitely gamey. You know, it's like it has that funk to it, you know? And so, but that's the classic in, so the four classic pastas, I'll just go through them really quickly, is alla Gricia. Then there's carbonara, cacio pepe, and alla matriciana, okay? They all have guanciale in them classically. A lot of times you'll see pancetta instead. And then every once in a while you'll see bacon, but like the smokiness of bacon is not really what you should be doing there.
I use pancetta a lot when I make pasta.
Pancetta's good.
Yeah.
It cured, you know, pork belly.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, like, the guanciale for me is too strong. It just totally overpowers.
Really?
Yeah. It totally overpowers the pasta dish, in my opinion. Because there's the ingredients in these, well, there's no guanciale there's no pork in what you're eating, the cacio pepe. That's just, you know, pecorino cheese and black pepper. And some pasta water.
So good.
Yeah. But the other three have pork products. And so let's go through them. So alla Gricia is probably the original, because basically what it is, you know, some kind of pasta, spaghetti, could be tonnarelli, could be bucatini, whatever.
Tonnarelli, what is that?
It's a thin noodle.
Like a spaghetti?
Like a spaghetti, yeah. And then, you know, like a lot of times there's, you know, it's garlic and black pepper, pecorino cheese, and pasta water. And then the guanciale. Some people say they don't use garlic. I don't know.
Weird.
I had this conversation with Giada De Laurentiis, you know, who grew up in Rome, who was born in Rome. And she's like, we don't use garlic that often. And I said, okay. But I like garlic. So,
yeah.
And when I'm cooking Italian food, like most of the time there's garlic in it. You know?
Yeah, same.
But that, you know, again, you know, it's all up to interpretation unless you want to be, you know, really steadfast, you know, classic. So that's up to you. Anyway, so alla Gricia, so basically alla Gricia is, you know, it has, you know, garlic, black pepper, pecorino, guanciale, and some pasta water. It's very, very simple. Then you move on to amatriciana, which is, you know, some people put onions, some people don't put onions in it, but it's a tomato-based sauce with guanciale, okay? And it has pecorino, and it has a little chili pepper. So it's a little spicy. It's pork-like,
yum,
tomato-y. That's my favorite.
Yeah,
because,
that sounds great.
Because I love the sweetness and the fruitiness of the tomatoes and the acidity from the tomatoes. I think it kind of balances out the guanciale or the pancetta, whatever you're using, and, of course, the pecorino cheese. The other thing is that the pecorino is very strong. Pecorino's no joke. And so a lot of people opt for Parmigiano-Reggiano and then, you know, true Romans will tell you that that's not classic. But basically, eat what you want. This is just, you know.
Totally.
I have one of my good friends, Mark Vetri, who's got, you know, great Italian restaurants. And I'm going to talk about his pasta place in Philadelphia. He uses a combination of Parmigiano, Reggiano, and pecorino. It's like half and half, which I think is probably a nice idea. So he's keeping with the tradition of having pecorino, but he kind of softens it a little with the Parmigiano.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate,
it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
So basically, I'm going to finish cooking the pasta. I cooked the noodles, you know, about 3/4 of the way, and then I'm going to finish cooking them in the pasta. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the black pepper now, and I'm going to put the black pepper into the pasta water.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually a trick that my friend Mark Vetri, who's one of the best Italian chefs in the United States, maybe in the world, taught me, where he's got the black pepper in the pasta water, and the black pepper blossoms. So you get that black pepper flavor.
What does that mean?
Well, it's opening up the actual little grinds of the black pepper.
Oh.
So that it gives it a more consistent flavor throughout the noodles. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yum.
So we're gonna let the noodles sort of finish cooking. And, you know, classically, it's pecorino cheese.
Right.
Which is, a sheep's milk cheese. So it's a little more, it has a little more of a stronger flavor than Parmigiano. Parmigiano is a sweeter flavor. I know a lot of people mix Parmigiano and pecorino, but you can do what you want. Classic, the classic one is pecorino. Then, of course, there's carbonara, okay? Which, you know what carbonara is? I'm gonna make it easy for you.
Not off the top of my head.
So carbonara is basically bacon and eggs with black pepper on pasta. it's guanciale or pancetta, and then you save the pork fat or the bacon fat, the pancetta fat, whatever, and then you make a mixture of eggs and the cheese, either pecorino or if you're going to use Parmigiano or both, one of those. And then what you do is you cook the pasta, you take some pasta water, and then in a bowl or in the pan, if you know, off the heat, you have to be very careful because you don't want to scramble the eggs. But basically what you're doing is you're coating the warm pasta noodles. Okay, listen to this really carefully. You're coating the warm pasta noodles with the raw egg so that the raw egg basically is just cooking and glazing the pasta noodles without scrambling them.
I mean, that's got to be all about timing.
It's 100% about timing. And a lot of people scramble the eggs. I mean, I do it every once in a while because, you know, so I've been drinking.
Yeah. So the egg isn't raw.
It is raw. No, but it cooks.
But by the time
the heat
you
cooks
eat
it, yes,
it should not be technically raw. So
most people do it in a bowl where they take, they have the egg and the cheese mixture in a bowl, and then they put the hot
pasta,
hot pasta with a little pasta water, and they kind of mix it up, and it just kind of glazes it, and then, you know, then you throw the pancetta or the guanciale over it, and then the black pepper is important. It's called carbonara. There's a story about it being a coal miner's pasta, and the black pepper signifies the carbon, you know, the specks of carbon from the
interesting
yeah from the coal mines.
It's a little dark.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, you know, there's really like interesting stories about these pastas of being like that they were invented by the shepherds, and you know that they always had like a hunk of pecorino cheese, they always had like some guanciale, and they always had some pasta, and you know, it's a very peasant's, you know, approach to pasta, you know. But then, you know, there's some talk that it was from the Abruzzi. I mean, there's all kinds of stories, who knows, it's just good pasta. But yeah. basically, you know, history, you know, besides the history, you know, truths and falsehoods, I have no idea which is really true and what's not. You can, if you go online, you can find 30 different stories about it. The bottom line is that when you go to Rome, those are the four classic pastas that you need to know. Just go over to one more time. Cacio e pepe is black pepper, pecorino cheese, pasta water, and some pasta. That's it. Some people put butter in it. Fine. That's up to you. Carbonara, it's pasta with eggs and some kind of pork product. I've done that with bacon. That's good because it's like bacon and eggs.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Pasta. But basically, you know, guanciale or pancetta, and then black pepper, okay, and pecorino cheese, and that's, you know, that's the art of timing. Carbonara is probably the most difficult one. Amatriciana and allegria. One is sort of, you know, allegria is without tomato sauce, so it's again it's guanciale and black pepper, maybe a little garlic, some pecorino cheese. That's it. And then the amatriciana, you add tomato sauce, so you have the guanciale, the pecorino, maybe a little chili pepper, maybe some onion, yes or no. I would always put onion because onion always makes things taste good. It's just incredibly savory. So when you go to restaurants in Rome, when trattorias, you know, everybody says they make the best cacio e pepe. Everybody says they make the best carbonara. You know, there's and frankly, in Rome, like any other big city, there's really amazing food and there's some food that's not great. I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of places that are just, you know, I would say touristy more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, there's a place called Felice that I love. And they do the carbonara kind of like table side. They also have a great lamb dish, but we're not talking about lamb today. We're talking about the classic pastas. And you know, these are the pastas that most Roman trattorias take their pride in, and they all think that they make the best one. So basically, you can gain a lot of pounds trying to figure out who makes the best carbonara in Rome, but it's not a bad way to spend some time. But then, so, you know, so there's a handful of, you know, really good trattorias in Rome that I like to go to. As I was saying, Felice is one. Well, actually, there's some places in New York and LA that I like. Via Carota
in New
York City.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, it feels like a Roman trattoria.
Yeah,
I go there all the time. If you want to track me down, go to Via Carota.
Dad.
And I'll be there.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm just saying, it's one of my favorite restaurants
in
New York.
It's so good.
People ask me all the time, like, what, you know, what's your
What's your favorite restaurant? I really love that place. I've taken you there a couple times, right?
Yeah, it's so we've gone with Papa. It's so good.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I love Via Carota.
Yeah, so like, you know, they'll always have the those kinds of pastas. And then in Los Angeles, you know, Felix is in Venice on Abbot Kinney, and he's known for his pastas. He hand rolls every pasta, etc. His training is Bologna, which is not Rome, and it's a completely different direction of cuisine. However, when you look on Felix's menu, he has alla matriciana and he has cacio e pepe, and they're really good.
Yeah.
They're really, really, really good. And then also Osteria Mozza, which is Nancy Silverton's place. Again, both of those dishes she has on the menu. So it's like they're just not Roman classics. They're really Italian classics. Like, people just want to have them.
Right. What's your favorite to make out of the four?
My favorite to make? Well, it's my favorite to eat, which is the matriciana. I want the tomato.
Yeah, me too.
I just want the tomato. I think the tomato just makes it, you know. Sometimes I find cacio e pepe, like after the third bite, a tiny bit like monotonous.
It's heavy.
Well, it's cheese, but they're all cheesy, but you know.
But the pecorino is so rich.
Yeah, the pecorino is rich.
Have you ever been to Padella in London?
No.
It's also a pasta bar. They make a great cacio e pepe.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think, have you eaten guanciale before?
Not that I can remember, but I'm sure. If it's that classic, I'm sure.
I mean, you've probably had it, but it's just so incredibly strong. I mean, I just don't think that it's not for everybody.
What's the easiest one to make? The carbonara?
No.
Oh, no, because you don't want to scramble the egg?
The probably the easiest one to make is the matriciana, because you don't have to, like, the sauce is tomato.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's tomato sauce, guanciale, and then the pecorino cheese. So you don't have to emulsify the sauce and hope it doesn't separate, which you do have to worry about in cacio e pepe and carbonara, for sure.
Mm.
You know? So it's actually a much easier pasta dish. I think you should just always make a matriciana. It's so good.
I kind of feel like when it comes to tomato sauce, people say that like it has to take a while, like the tomato sauce has to take a while for it to be really good. Do you feel that way, or is a quick tomato sauce just as good? And
it's a great question. There's really two kinds of approaches.
Accessible.
There's one that's called marinara, which is quicker. So that's like, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. And, you know, canned tomatoes, maybe some onions, some garlic, boom, that's it. And crush the tomatoes. And then you have like a marinara sauce. It's got sort of a brighter flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's something called like sugo, which is like a very long cooked, you know, where you're cooking the tomato sauce for 4 hours. And
yeah.
On and on and on.
I'm like,
and on,
I don't know. I'll forget too. I don't know that I have enough time to make that.
I think for me, I like a marinara sauce because I want it to be brighter. I think that if you're going to cook tomato sauce for like all day, so to speak, I want something in it. I want you're braising like a pork shoulder or something,
mm-hmm,
in the tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Or some lamb shanks or osso buco or something like that. Then I can completely understand why you're cooking the tomatoes for that long.
For an eternity.
You're picking up the flavor of the pork or whatever it is.
Yeah. No, I just always wondered, because I also like a cherry tomato sauce.
A fresh cherry tomato sauce.
Yeah, but that doesn't take a long time.
That takes no time.
Yeah.
Well, I do that in the summertime.
Yeah, it's so good.
So what I do for that is I just cut the cherry tomatoes in half, and then I burst them in some olive oil, like in the pan.
Yeah.
And then all you're doing is letting the juices start to kind of, you know, spurt out of the tomatoes to make its own sauce. So basically the sauce is literally like olive oil, the tomatoes, and I always sneak a little butter in at the end. But,
interesting. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Yes. And then, you know, I usually put garlic and anchovies or something like that. And then I just wrap it around some pasta and it's delicious. And that can literally take, you know, 10 minutes.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. an ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Come on.
So now, I'm going to shut this off. I'm going to add the cheese off the heat. And then what you want to happen is you see the pasta water and the cheese emulsify.
Yeah.
And if it gets too thick, what do you do?
Add more pasta water.
Correct. If you want to thicken it up, add a little more cheese.
Yeah.
And then a little
Never
salt.
Never a bad idea.
But be careful with the salt because...
the cheese is salty?
Correct.
Oh, that looks so good.
It's creamy, right?
Yeah, very creamy.
Now, if you wanted to add butter to this, you could.
But you don't really need to at this point.
Exactly.
Yum.
A little more cheese, a little more pepper.
Yes.
And that's basically it, Sophie.
So easy. That was quick.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be that quick, or are you just that quick?
Well, it's that quick when the pasta's already cooked.
Got it.
And that's it. I mean, this is the thing. The thing about this dish is that this is like you come home from work, or you come home from being out and you haven't eaten yet, and you haven't gone shopping. Like, you have this in your pantry,
yeah.
Right? You have some Parmigiano Reggiano cheese,
yeah.
Probably, or some pecorino cheese. You have some black pepper. You have some pasta. You can make this.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Yum. Let's eat it.
Let's talk about how cacio e pepe has influenced food everywhere. Like in some ways.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because like cacio e pepe is actually a dish. It's a pasta dish, right?
Yeah.
And it clearly means, where do you think I'm going with this?
Are you going to talk about pizzas?
Well, everything.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you remember that cacio e pepe that we had in Vegas the weekend that Shark was opening? And... it was like 1 a.m. and we were in this random speakeasy and they gave us cacio e pepe with like caviar on top. Do you remember this?
That was at the Palms.
Yeah.
That was upstairs. That was the very fancy cocktail bar.
Oh, I thought it was a speakeasy. Whatever. Yeah, yeah. It was cool though.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Such a random.
So now there's definitely riffs on these, you know, like any other classic dish. There's always going to be riffs on them. I did one this summer that I thought worked okay.
What was it?
I did a corn cacio pepe in the middle of the summer. Mm. So
I don't sound that interested in that. Okay. But what was it?
It's fresh corn with you know, pecorino cheese and black pepper. It was delicious. Mm. What?
I don't know, because that sounds like does the corn make it a little sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want my cacio e pepe like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did a dish the other day for William Sonoma where I took, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say this, cauliflower and white beans.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. With like some aromatics, et cetera, some chicken broth. And I cooked it until it was soft, and then I pureed it. And then I made a gratin, a cacio pepe gratin. So it was like, you know, cheese and black pepper on like crust on top of it. Yes.
The cauliflower.
And then I put it into the broiler. So it got really nice and brown on top.
Yum.
But you get that cacio pepe flavor, and underneath it is the cauliflower and the white bean puree.
And cacio pepper,
cacio e pepe.
Cacio e pepe. Pizza is very popular.
Okay, so here's a really cool thing. When I was in Rome, went to this pizzeria, and the guy says, I'm going to show you this cacio pepe pizza. Do you remember this?
No.
So he takes the cheese and puts it on top, and he puts the black pepper on top of the dough, and then he says, and watch this trick. And he takes ice cubes.
Oh, yes.
And sprinkles the ice cubes on top of the pizza and then puts it in the oven to bake it. Here's the question. Why is he doing that? Do you know?
No.
Okay. I just made cacio pepe with you, right?
Yeah.
What were the ingredients?
Cheese. Water. Black pepper.
When you melt ice, what do you get?
Water.
Yes. So basically, what he's doing is he's taking, you know, the dough has flour in it, mm-hmm. of course. So he's creating this starchy water by melting the ice cubes on the pizza as it bakes so that the cheese becomes smooth. It's a really
so
brilliant
smart.
Idea.
Yeah.
I know. It's very, very
Have you
cool.
done that? You have a pizza oven.
I haven't done it. I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
And then, Pizzana in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. One of his famous pizzas is cacio e pepe.
Yeah. I haven't had it. We got to try it.
Yeah. I mean, you can cacio pepe anything.
Yeah, might as well.
How about a roasted chicken with cacio pepe? No, seriously. Like, think about it.
No, I'm down.
You have the roasted chicken, and then you have this crust of, like, you know, pecorino or parmigiano cheese with black pepper. I mean, who doesn't want to eat that?
Yeah, it sounds great. Ooh.
Doesn't that sound
yeah,
good?
Yeah, wait, what about a turkey? Thanksgiving is coming up.
You want a cacio pepe turkey?
Maybe. Make a few.
Mashed potatoes with cacio pepe.
Oh,
see, this is the problem. We're
that
destroying.
Great.
We're literally destroying tradition.
Yes.
I think we should just go back to the bucatini and call it a day.
Great. Well, why don't we have another?
Okay.
Always Hungry is created by Bobby Flay and Sophie Flay.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Always Hungry is produced, edited, and mixed by Jonathan Haas-Dressler.
Always Hungry is engineered by Sophie Flay. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
NFL Plus Premium is your ticket to the NFL offseason.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all your favorite offseason coverage and stream exclusive content from the NFL Draft, training camp, free agency, and more. Relive the biggest plays from the season with full and condensed game replays.
He's in! Touchdown!
Plus, stay connected with 24/7 football news and coverage on NFL Network. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.